Hello, friend. Welcome back to Learning English Through the Bible. We all know that a dove with an olive branch in its beak is a symbol for peace. Why? Let's read some passages from the first book of the Bible to see how this came about. In Genesis chapter 6, after men increased in number on the earth, the Lord saw how great man's wickedness on the earth had become, and that every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil all the time. The Lord was grieved that he had made man on the earth, and his heart was filled with pain. So the Lord said, "I will wipe mankind, whom I have created, from the face of the earth, men and animals, and creatures that move along the ground, and birds of the air. For I am grieved that I have made them." But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. So God told Noah to build a huge ark for his family and for all kinds of animals. The Bible says Noah did everything just as God commanded him. When the ark was finished, God told Noah to bring his family, his wife, his three sons, and their three wives into the ark. God also told Noah to bring into the ark seven pairs of clean animals of each kind, one pair of unclean animals of each kind, and seven pairs of each kind of birds. And again, the Bible says Noah did all that the Lord commanded him. Now you may wonder, how was it possible for Noah to gather all kinds of animals from the face of the earth? How did he know which animals are clean and which are not? God helped him, of course. In fact, the Bible says in chapter 7 that pairs of clean and unclean animals, of birds and of all creatures that move along the ground, male and female, came to Noah and entered the ark. After God shut them in the ark, secure and safe, the great flood came and covered the whole earth. Even the highest mountains were 20 feet underwater. Everything on dry land that had the breath of life in its nostrils died. Every living thing on the face of the earth was wiped out. Man and animals and the creatures that move along the ground and the birds of the air were wiped from the earth. Only Noah was left, and those with him in the ark. Then the Bible says, in chapter 8, that God remembered Noah and his family and all the animals in the ark. He stopped the rain and made the water go down. On the 17th day of the 7th month, the ark came to rest on the mountains of Ararat. On the first day of the 10th month, the tops of the mountains became visible. Now, let's read a few verses from chapter 8. After 40 days, Noah opened the window he had made in the ark and sent out a raven, and it kept flying back and forth until the water had dried up from the earth. Then he sent out a dove to see if the water had receded from the surface of the ground. But the dove could find no place to set its feet because there was water over all the surface of the earth. So it returned to Noah in the ark. He reached out his hand and took the dove and brought it back to himself in the ark. He waited 7 more days and again sent out the dove from the ark. When the dove returned to him in the evening, there in its beak was a freshly plucked olive leaf. Then Noah knew that the water had receded from the earth. He waited 7 more days and sent the dove out again, but this time it did not return to him. After the land was dry, Noah and his family came out of the ark. So did all the animals that were in the ark. Then the Bible says, "Then Noah built an ark to the Lord, and taking some of all the clean animals and clean birds, he sacrificed burnt offerings on it. The Lord smelled the pleasing aroma and said in his heart, Never again will I curse the ground because of man, even though every inclination of his heart is evil from childhood. And never again will I destroy all living creatures as I have done. As long as the earth endures, sea time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease. Now we know where the symbol of a dove with an olive branch in its beak came from and what it exactly means. It is the dove who accomplished what Noah, its master, sent it to do and brought back the good news on the second trip that God's judgment of the whole earth was finished. Peace is there for all who came out of the judgment. Okay, that answers the question on the symbol of peace. But now you probably have more questions to ask. First of all, the Lord judged the whole earth because every inclination of the thoughts of man's heart was only evil before the great flood. How about the people, that is, Noah and his family, who came out of the great flood? Doesn't the Bible say that every inclination of man's heart is evil from childhood after the great flood also? In what way was Noah different from the rest of the world so that he found favor in the eyes of the Lord? The Bible says Noah had faith. The Lord told him of the coming judgment. He believed it. The Lord told Noah to build a huge ark for his family and many animals. He obeyed and spent nearly 100 years building it, in spite of the scorns and ridicules from his neighbors. It was by faith that he and his family were saved. In verse 21 of chapter 8, the Bible says, "The Lord smelled the pleasing aroma and promised, 'Never again will I destroy all living creatures as I have done.'" What was it that pleased the Lord God so much? Does God love killing and burning animals? Let's read a passage from Psalm 50 where the Lord told the Israelites, "I have no need of a bull from your stall or of goats from your pens, for every animal of the forest is mine and the cattle on 1,000 hills. I know every bird in the mountains and the creatures of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine, and all that is in it. Do I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? He who sacrifices thank offerings honors me, and he prepares the way so that I may show him the salvation of God." Yes, it is the thankfulness in Noah's heart that pleased the Lord. Being saved out of the great flood that destroyed the whole earth, Noah and his family must be exceedingly thankful. That's why the first thing he did after coming out of the ark was to offer sacrifices to the Lord. Moreover, Noah built an altar to the Lord. Why did he build it? It does not take too much imagination to see the answer. Coming out of the ark, what did Noah see everywhere on the ground? Carcasses of men and animals that were drowned in the great flood, of course. Knowing that the unclean ground was unfit for offering to the holy God, he cleaned and raised up a place for the Lord. That's the first altar men have ever built for the Lord. Knowing that his own heart was unclean, he did not fool around, but used clean animals to die in his own place. Again, it was by faith that Noah offered the sacrifices and pleased the Lord God. In this, he even foresaw God's way of salvation in Christ Jesus for all mankind. Pleased with Noah's sacrifices, God promised that he will never again destroy the whole earth with another great flood. But that does not mean that God will not judge this sinful world. In fact, the Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 3, that long ago, by God's word, the heavens existed and the earth was formed out of water and by water. By these waters also the world of that time was deluged and destroyed. By the same word, the present heavens and earth are reserved for fire, being kept for the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men. Before that happens, though, the Lord Jesus, who died on the cross and rose from the dead on the third day, will take all of his people to a new earth and a new heaven. Do you believe it? I hope you do, and therefore become one of his own. I look forward to meeting you there in our eternal new home. May God bless you. Bye-bye.